Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Hen parties are facing a backlash, not over bad behaviour, but because of burnout. The modern hen do is fast becoming a hen don't for many women who are put off by the price and the travel and the organisational chaos. Well, we're joined now by Jessica O'Sullivan, who's editor of One Fab Day. And Jessica, you're very welcome. Do you think we've hopefully reached at this stage peak hen do, and maybe it's downhill from here and we can all just relax a little bit?
I'd like to tell you that, you know, hen parties are on the decline, but they're not. They're bigger and better than ever. But I think what people are doing is they're kind of pushing back a little bit on how many they're attending. So, for instance, you know, whereas you might have gotten an invite to the hen for every wedding you were attending, you know, people might only go to a select few now of, you know, the people that they're very close to, or maybe that they're part of the bridal party or something like that. So people aren't under as much pressure to say yes to everything.
Really? So do you think the bride won't mind then if people that she's inviting, friends of hers that she's inviting, just don't turn up to the hen do? And if they don't turn up, do they need to have a good excuse? Like, you know, I don't want the excuse. Why are you laughing about
I'm saying, would the bride mind? Do you not think the bride would
no,
mind?
No, I think though? In a lot of instances the bride might not mind, as long as they're not very close friends.
Well,
I can tell you, we actually did a survey of our readers last year, and there was kind of an interesting disparity between the pressure people feel and how brides actually feel. So almost 60% of people who were invited to a hen said they felt under pressure to say yes, but almost 4 out of 5 brides said that it wouldn't bother them if somebody said no.
Mm. Yeah, but she'd never speak to them again.
Well, the thing is, the brides rarely know who was invited, or, you know, because they're not involved in the planning. I would say 99% of the time, the person you're dealing with is the maid of honour or the bride squad. And usually it's the most Monica from Friends of your friends who's doing that. Yeah. So kind of, you know, once you've said no to her, the bride doesn't really know what's going on. And, you know, she just arrives on for a weekend or a night and just has a good time and gets on with it. And very rarely is told, well, do you know what now? And Barbara said she wouldn't come because blah blah blah. You know, it's kind of a bit petty to tell the bride.
I don't buy any of this from either of you. I really don't. The way you're depicting brides is just not reality.
But should they do the survey?
Oh yeah. Well, look.
Listen, we asked 1,200 women of Ireland. Yeah. You know, so the stats don't lie.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Cormac has a strong feeling.
No, I suppose you're right. Look, I am like.
Let's put that against the survey of 1,200 women.
Look, I'll put take your survey right, and I'm like De Valera. I look into my own heart and really know what the people of Ireland think. No, but in truth, though. To go back to this for a second, in terms of the hen overseas, for example, or the stag overseas, I think it's a lot for people to take on, isn't it? I mean,
it is, and it's become really, really, really popular. But what we're seeing is that, especially for friend groups, a lot of them kind of pick somewhere that they'd absolutely love to go. It could be a bucket list item for the bigger ones, you know, and, you know, something they've always wanted to do together. And maybe the first one of their gang to get married, they've decided to kind of tick this off the bucket list, and anyone else can come along for the ride. But a lot of people have a destination when they'll also have a local hen. So they'll actually have two, you know, why not? So the local
the poor
hen then tends
bridesmaids,
to be for the people.
Honestly, I feel so sorry for them.
Why?
Oh, being
why?
A bridesmaid the ones is organizing. The most expensive thing ever.
Yeah, and just the time and the effort, you know, two hen parties and one of them being a trip away for a weekend.
Who'd be asking for that?
Well, probably the bride, is it? But is that the expectation, Jessica, now, that everyone just expects this is what has to be done? Do people enjoy it?
I rest my case.
Well, we prior to our survey as well, we asked what people think when they get invited to a destination hen, and 60% of them said they eye roll when they see the destination hen come up. So,
really?
you would, most of them don't like when they see that they have to
but
go abroad.
But they go anyway, is it?
Yeah, but I mean, there isn't bad value to be had abroad either, because Ireland isn't exactly cheap for a weekend away, you know. So you could get 2 or 3 days in the Algarve, you know, in a nice villa for a pretty decent price as well. So I just think it's the logistics of it, the time of it, the energy of it, you know.
Are you seeing any trends at all towards simpler hens, or do you have any ideas for simpler hens?
Yeah, definitely. It's that 2 par 10. So you've got the local one, and they tend to be much more low key, and you know, tend to invite along the older female members of the family as well, the mums in law, and the aunties. And they could be anything. You know, they don't have to be too expensive at all. We're seeing things like crafternoons, like really popular, where you know, you just get lots of flowers or something like that, and kind of sit and make something and drink prosecco.
Hang on, you can't see this. Why are you scoffing at that?
I'm not.
You are
scoffing at the word crafternoon.
It's also the idea, like, yeah, just not for me. That's fine. But I mean, I can understand why other people would enjoy doing that, but it's just
scoff,
not for me.
Scoff she did,
I'm not
Jessica.
Scoffing. I wasn't scoffing. I was actually groaning. Internally groaning.
I'd be interested now in a crafternoon.
I'm
tell
sure
you
that would.
Much. Jessica, very I would. Relaxed. Tell me more about it, though. Yeah. Is it crochet?
Flower arranging, crochet, yeah.
It can be anything that you want to craft. They become weirdly competitive as well. I've seen them get really competitive.
With a heap of pints, is that it as well?
But like, what about, you know, just over at the house, a bit of a barbecue, you know, some food. Like, I mean, bring it back to brass tacks.
Yeah, posh picnics are another one that's become really popular, which is kind of like that, like the summer barbecue. So it's kind of like, you know, an elevated picnic or elevated al fresco dining, you know, for you and your pals on a blanket or whatever, you know.
Okay. Can I ask you finally, Jessica, if you are one of those people who keeps on getting all these invitations, you have to go for the weekend and then there's the second 10 at home and all of it or whatever. Is there a nice way to say no? Or is it acceptable to say, you know what, the wedding's coming up, that's in Italy. So no, I don't want to go to your hen party in France because I can't afford all of it. Like, is there any, can you just plead
say no,
poverty?
The bride won't mind. Say no.
I mean, of the people we surveyed, 1/3 of them admitted to lying to get out of a hen party.
Yeah.
I kind of am in favour of a little white lie. I mean, they're not going to go, you know, investigating whether it's true or not. So I think it just, you know, smooths things over. A little white lie can, you know, just make everything, you know, much
a
better.
A little smoother for everybody.
A little smoother for everyone.
The bride
is
happier, the people who
the bridesmaid, all of that, you know, and everyone knows you're lying, but it's fine.
Well, look, an expert in how to lie. I shouldn't wrap in that way. I know. Editor of One Fab Day, Jessica O'Sullivan. Thank you very much indeed.